This is an interview for Postcode's Pioneers of the Fringe. This is Sally Sports. I'm talking to Geraldine Sade in her home on 12th Avenue. And the date is August 23rd, 2011, and it's Tuesday afternoon. And Geraldine has kindly allowed me into her home. So, Geraldine, let's start with your full name and where you were born.
Geraldine Sade.
Middle name? Is that your married name?
Big what?
Is that your married name?
My married name is Geraldine Malia.
Can you spell that for me?
Malia, M-A-L-L-E-I-A.
And where were you born?
Malta.
And what year?
Malta. M-I-S-A.
What year were you born?
The 1922.
And what about your parents? Were they born in Malta as well?
Yeah.
Do you remember when they were born?
Pickaba?
Do you remember when they were born?
I don't. Wasn't that a long time?
It is a very long time. Yes. So when did you come to Australia?
I came to Australia in 1948.
And how old were you then?
Because
how old were you then?
I was nearly 45, 25.
And did you come on your own?
No, with my husband.
So was your husband Maltese as well?
Yeah.
What was his name?
George.
George Sade?
Sade.
And where was he born?
Balsan, they call him. Balsan.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember when he was born? What his date?
Well, he is younger 1 year than me.
Is he? 1921.
Yeah, 24.
He was 24 years old and he was born in 1921?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
See, he is... He's younger than me 1 year.
Yeah.
So he born 1924.
Okay. And why did you come to Australia?
My husband used to have his uncles here with the farms. And anyway, his older brother, he was here. And he follow him.
How long had his brother been here for?
Oh, before it was, yeah, he only came a little boy, his brother, with his uncle, see?
Oh, okay. So he left, what kind of life did you leave behind? What was it like in Malta?
Malta?
Mm.
Oh, he wasn't working because Malta, on that time, there wasn't much work. My husband was working because he was married and he was married. But Malta, not much work at that time.
So what was your husband's work in Malta? What did he do there?
Well, my husband used to help in the building.
Okay. And did you work?
Oh, I worked, yeah.
Did you have a job or you worked at home? Or?
No, I worked with got a job.
But how about you?
No, I never worked.
Did you have children when you came? Or?
No.
So how did you decide you came... Well, you came with to follow your brother. So did you come on the boat?
Yeah.
How was that journey?
Oh, very bad.
Was it?
All month sick.
Oh. Did it come straight to Australia?
Yeah.
Was it expensive to save up the money to come, or?
The government paid.
The Australian government?
Yeah, only $30, £30, sorry.
Ah.
On that. The government assisted, yeah, they call it.
Assisted passage because you were going to come out and work here for the government because they needed workers.
Yeah. They wanted to meet people because they are Italians, you have not much people to work. And my husband, his uncle make him the accommodation and he is a farmer.
So
and he make him work for him. when he came as a family. He cut cane in Queensland.
So he went first to Queensland.
Mm.
And then where after that?
And after that, his father came here. And his sister, because his mother was dead. And they lived in Sydney. And we come down from Queensland, and we lived with them. And me and him went to work in a factory.
What kind of factory?
A biscuits factory.
Was it for Arnott's?
Arnott's, it was Arnott's. I forget the name now. But it was Arnott's, something a different name. And then, after that, I work a lot of places. On that time, you find work everywhere.
Mm. So, what year is this now? This is 19.
What?
What year is this?
1949?
49. Mm. So, the war is just over.
Mm-hmm. 49. And then we left his father and we rent, because on that time, no houses, just room. You have to live in a room. And we rent a room in Sydney, stainless steel, I remember. And I went to work, he went to work.
What suburb was the room in Sydney?
Stanley Street.
Oh, Stanley Street.
Sydney.
In King's Cross.
You know. And then we went to work. Then we make a little bit of money. And they call it a key money. And we bought a key money in Kippax Street. You know, near the railway.
I know, yeah.
It was two bedroom house. And we cleaned it and painted it. And we lived it.
Oh, the two of you.
And again we go to work, see? Mm. And then he the people, you know, there was a pair of people and the mirror there, and they wanted again, they want the building. And they pay us back and give me the money. And then I bought a house in the Renwick. Me and George cleaned it up and painted it. I helped him paint the border and he cleaned it. Mm. And then...
So did you still have the house in Kippax Street?
No, that's a long time.
You sold that?
And then I sold it again, and we bought one in Carrington Road.
Also in Randwick?
You know, Carrington Road, in front of the park.
Mm.
And then that house, we sold it, and we bought the first farm.
Gosh.
In Schofield.
So what year was that?
Big man?
What year was that?
1958.
So that was 10 years of very hard work.
Hard work all the time. Mm. And we have to clean the places. And we have to work outside first and then we work in the place, right?
And did he have other jobs as well? Or did he?
I used to go to work, yeah. I worked in the factories.
Oh, still in the factories?
Mm.
In the same factory all the time?
In the shows, not all the time. I work in the shoes. I work as a what do you call in that one? Waiter in the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
I work in a lot of places.
Mm. And George as well?
George always working.
So you went to work every day and then you came home and worked?
In the house.
House as well.
When we come back, me and him have to do something in the house.
Mm-hmm. So now you were in your 30s.
Think about?
Now you were about 34 or 35 years old?
No.
When you bought your first farm?
I was about that time, yeah.
Did you have children?
No, and then I got adopt children.
Oh.
Because I haven't got any children. And I adopted the first one. And then I adopted the other one.
And who was the first one? A boy or a girl?
Girl, both two girls and a boy.
Did 2001.
So that's how it was, my story.
Where was that a difficult thing to do, to adopt
children? Pick up
you? Was that difficult to adopt children?
No, for, because we have their business, see, money coming in. It wasn't.
Was it not too much paperwork or difficult?
Oh, they do in the paper. But no trouble at all. Mm.
So what are your children's names?
What?
What are your children's names?
One is Mary, one is Margaret, the one that she come here, and one is Robert, the boy.
And they were all born in Australia?
Yes.
It's a bit, so suddenly a big family. What is the age difference between them?
What is it?
What is the age difference between them?
Mary is 50, just make 50. Margaret, she's going to be 46 in October. And my son, he just was 44 this month.
So you must have been very busy then.
Oh, kids and work in the farm. Yeah. Mm.
So,
but I was healthy.
Mm. How old were they when they came to live with you?
Like what?
How old were they when they came to live with you? Were they little babies? Or?
Oh, well, Mary was about 6 days. I get him out from hospital.
Yeah.
Instead of the mother get him out, I get him out. That's how they was.
And did you have family here? How did you know?
My sister.
Oh, okay.
And my sister, she got 10 children, isn't he?
Gosh. And did she live nearby?
Wait, what?
Did she live nearby?
Yeah. She died now, poorly. Because I was rearing one of her children. And she took it. Not her husband. So then the lady came, she said, but Geraldine, why don't you get one? It's a lot of children. They have nobody. And that's how I adopt the children.
Mm. It's nice, isn't it? And did they grow up to help you on the farm and work hard?
Oh, yeah, they're very good kids.
So when you first had your farm, what was it like?
Like what?
Your first farm, what was it like?
When?
No, what, the first farm that you bought in Schofield, what was that like? What did you do on that farm?
The same thing, chicken.
So how did you know about chickens?
How do we know?
Mm.
Because as I said, my husband, he got uncles with dogs business. And he followed them, you know.
Was there a lot to learn, even so?
What is it?
Was there a lot to learn?
Oh, when you get into it, you get used to it. And when you're young, it's different. You will easy to pick it up, see? And healthy, and he was interested.
So what did you start with on that farm? How many chickens?
Oh, Schofield wasn't so big. It was about 7,000. But in here, it was big. Here was about 16,000.
16,000 chickens?
Chicken, yeah. Hens, you know, big ones, not small ones. Mm. That was different.
So how long were you at Schofield for?
9 years.
And did things change a lot in that time? Did the farm grow? And did the way that you farmed the chickens, did that change?
Oh, from that time to now.
Mm.
Oh, it's a lot. From that farm to this farm, it was very different. This one was a better farm because the prices was better, you know, it was different.
So did the way that you farmed them change? How did it work in Schofield when you were there? What did you do every day? Did you get up in the morning and what time?
I get up in the morning. Look after the kids, I could do the breakfast, I dress them. Then about, say, 10 o'clock or 10:30, I get out, pick up eggs, and start packing them. I get inside, I feed the kids, and that's all I do.
Mm.
And when they very little, I used to have like a wireless. The wire outside, if they cry, I can hear them. And they come back to see them.
Like a monitor.
Mm.
Yeah, they're useful, aren't they? So was the shed wasn't too far from the house?
Come back.
The shed where you were working wasn't too far from the house?
No, the other around, like this one, see? Mm.
And were you working there on your own?
And then when I got a bit on my feet, but in the afternoon, I used to go in the school and I pick one girl. I give her some money, you know, pocket money. And she look after them in the pram. She walk them in the pram, the little one. Mm-hmm. And I continue with my last eggs.
So how many eggs would you have packed in a day?
Oh, it will be a lot. In Schofield, it's not that much. But in here, it's a lot. But in here, they wasn't very small. Only Robert was small. And Margaret, I bring her here 3 years old. But she walking on, that's different. And Robert was only baby, about 11 months. Because there is 2 years younger than Margaret, see?
So when you were at Schofield, did all the chickens run around free, or were they in cages? Or?
In cages. But some of them, they are not in cages. They're on the floor. It's more harder work, see?
To chase them and find the eggs. Mm. What kind of hens were they?
What?
What kind of hens were they?
Hens?
What kind of hens did you have laying the eggs? Was it a...
Oh, the white one, I think. That on that time, they was all white ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did you sell the eggs?
Oh, my husband used to go Sydney everywhere. He worked hard, my husband.
What time did his working day begin?
What he do?
What time did he begin work every day?
Well, he doesn't go everywhere with the eggs. Maybe he deliver 3 or 4, 3 times a week. But he have to make feed. He have to feed them. He got a lot of different work between the delivery.
What did he feed them?
Oh, they feed. You know, he make the mixer himself. Oh, yeah.
And did you sell the hens, did you sell chickens to eat as well, or just the eggs?
No, they're most of it for eggs.
So why did you decide to sell that farm? Schofield. Why did you sell Schofield?
You sell it because my husband gets sick with the asthma. Uh-huh. And we bought a new house in Pendle Hill. And after a year, not even a year, he was looking for a farm again. He doesn't want to stay on the block. And it took me around and he find another one and he find this one. Anyway, he finished up buy it. I didn't want to buy it, but he wants to go back again on the farm. And that's how we come back in the farm.
Oh, okay. What did you want to do?
Think about?
What did you want to do? You didn't
I don't want him. Because he was sick, too. Mm.
Was it the chickens making him sick?
It's not good for him, see, for the asthma.
Had he always had asthma?
No. He got it when he was about 42 years old. He was in Schofield. And he told me, Geraldine, she said, we have to sell the house. I said, why? He said, the doctor said, I got a... He think that he, because he ran on a nail in the sheds, and he thought that that nail make him sick, and because the doctor gave him a needle, and he reckoned that the doctor gave him that needle, and that needle, that no needle. Make him sick. And we sold the farm for that reason.
Oh, and do you think that it was right?
Think about?
Did you think he was right?
Well, I didn't mind because he was sick too. And then he comes here and he was sick as well. Mm. And here, not for the first time, but after a couple of years, he got the emphysema. It's waste.
Was he a smoker?
So that's no good. And he died in the tsima. He died with the bread, short of bread.
That must have been very difficult. So when did he die?
He died in 1986.
So how long had you been on this property when that happened?
So I don't know. Well, he'd been here for a while. Because that's not very long. 15 years he'd been this. He'd been there 15 years.
It's a long time, isn't it?
So I don't know.
So what was this property like when you moved here? You said that the house was very different.
No, my house wasn't like that. My house, the windows was that big. This one, like a pigeon house. See? This one wasn't here. The kitchen wasn't here. There's a lot of change in this house.
And did you do all the work yourselves?
No. We pay for this one. Yeah, we bring somebody to do this. So, yeah.
It made it very comfortable.
Nearly all day. I know a lot of places wasn't here. And shops wasn't all there, nothing there. The shops down there, nothing there, just a shed. All houses new one there wasn't here. In the street there was down the bottom there wasn't the houses. The street was very rough.
It was like moving, it was living in the country.
Yeah, I know, yeah, long time.
And so when you came here, you had how many hens, did you say?
What?
How many chickens did you have here in this farm?
Yeah, the first time we come here, it was about 7, but then we make it as 11.
11,000. So you needed a lot of sheds to look after that many chickens.
Yeah.
And did you have help working the farm?
I got a lady, it's a friend of mine, she used to come to help me pack the eggs. Yeah.
What did you pack the eggs into? What did you pack the eggs into?
In the cartons on that time.
The cartons like...
Because now it's finished, you know. You know, in the dozens, the carton. Because now it's changed everything.
So how did you do the sizing and that kind of thing, the weight?
Oh, we could have a machine. And the machine weigh them herself. And we pick them up and put them in the carton.
So did you have a kind of a conveyor belt? Was that hard work? Did you stand all day?
Oh, I stand all day, yeah.
Do you think that's why you've got sore legs now?
Yeah. And your eyes, you know.
With your eyes from the...
I lost sight from the eggs because they are white and you have to look after them all the time. It's different, you know.
How do you mean? Looking at because the eggs are the glare of the eggs, do you mean?
Yeah. Even my daughter, this one, she worked on a farm and that's what happened to her. She lost some sight. Not in my farm, she worked in another farm.
So did you wear any kind of special clothing to protect yourself?
Or? Oh, well, because there is nothing there to wear. I wear slacks and a top. And when I get, you know, darts every day... You change because there's always a little bit of dust you can have. Not bad, nothing there.
And did George work on this farm as well?
What?
Your husband, he worked as well?
I have to work. As I said, my husband helped us in the egg room, take the box from us, from my hand, because he don't let us to lift. And he lift the baskets, and as I said, he... go and get the eggs from the shed up the top there, you see the shed there? Oh, he's not a lazy man, he used to work.
And then he used to drive them and deliver them to shops?
Shops, yeah, oh yeah.
And was it a profitable business?
What?
Was it profitable? Did you make...
Oh, well, at that time it was not bad. Everywhere you work, you have to Work, hey, if you work in a factory, or better work in your own place. Yeah.
Was it much better than working in the factory?
Oh, it was better, yeah. You can growl anyway.
And did you have to work every day of the week?
Every day, even Sunday and Saturday.
So did you get to go away on holidays or?
No. Not on a farm.
So what did you do for fun? What were nice things that you remember?
Fun? You have the day off. Hmm. Otherwise you have to, and then next day you have to work for a couple of days.
You couldn't do that, no. Did you have your other family living nearby, or your husband's uncle?
No, I always live by myself here.
So was that lonely? Too busy?
I got the kids with me all the time. It's never lonely with the kids. Friends come, people come to buy the eggs.
Oh, so you sell the eggs from here as well?
There they come, yeah. So you're never lonely here.
So what other things did you do for leisure and pleasure? Did you have music or dancing or?
Well, and then, even so, I used to have a girl working for me. I know her, you know. And I like the club. I used to go to the club. She helped George, and I go to the bingo. So I do something like that.
Were there other Maltese people living in the area? Did you speak Maltese?
Oh, plenty.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, plenty. Oh, yeah, plenty. Even the church, everywhere. So I never lonely.
So when you arrived in Australia, did you speak English?
A little bit. Because in Malta, we go to school. Mm. I will learn the English. Eh? Yeah.
Did you go home to Malta ever?
What?
Did you go home to Malta ever?
I didn't hear very much.
Did you go home back to visit your family
once.
In Malta? Once.
Once.
How did you find that?
Because I'm not good much to travelling, see?
You were working too hard, probably.
Yeah.
How did you find it when you went back?
Oh, changed a lot. Like everybody, like everywhere. Like here, see? It's different everywhere. It changed.
So there were no shops here when you first came?
No. Yeah, there was. There was that shop in the corner, but not that building or that building. Just the shed. They call him Knights. I don't know if you remember, hear his name. And here, one shop here, Joe. But not that big, all that shop. Only one shop. But it's not like a shop, like a shed.
Mm. So did you used to leave the area very often?
Oh.
Did you drive places to do your shopping, or?
We used to go to shop, not in here, we used to go to Liverpool. Because there was no Kings Hill, there was nowhere else. Only Liverpool you have to go. And on that time, it was better than today, the bus. I used to get the bus from the corner, and they take me right through the Liverpool. But now you have to ride about everywhere. It takes you about 3/4 of an hour to go to Liverpool.
Mm. Did you drive?
Yeah, I used to drive myself. But you know, on that time, it was better off the transport.
Mm. It's a shame, isn't it?
I don't know why, because now there is more people.
Mm. Did you walk very much?
I used to walk, but now I got sore legs. Mm. Since I go to the hospital, I feel very weak. And the cold weather, see? Now when it gets hot, maybe I get better.
Heat is very healing, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, it's hard in winter to get well. So on the farm in Schofield, you had the chickens, and here you had the chickens. Did you grow other things as well? Did you grow your own vegetables or?
No, we got a cows, couple of cows here, but nothing else, no.
And what did you do with the cows? Did you milk them
Oh,
or?
there has been some milk here. Yeah. Not all of them, but he used to get one of them. And he used to look after the little ones.
And were there other chicken farmers in the area that you knew?
Oh, used to have. These ones are all chicken farms.
Are they still?
Think what?
Are they still?
No, only a few, and not with the eggs. With the eggs, not much. The old now with the for the meat bird, for the table, like. It's not. There is no more chicken farms.
But you never thought about doing that kind of farming. You're
Not anymore.
happy with the eggs.
No. First of all, I am not very well. I'm too old now.
So when your husband died, were you still, did you still have chickens here?
Oh, I was good. That's good. I don't know why. In one second, I got sick. Food poison, they call it. And then I went to the hospital. And now I have no, I didn't recover yet. I'm still weak. But with the weather too, this weather, it put me down because I can't get out. The weather, you can't get out a little bit,
No, I know it's hard. So you don't have any farming going on here anymore, do you?
What?
You have no farming anymore here.
No.
So when did it stop? When did you get?
I stopped when my husband died, though.
So what did you do with the chickens?
Not the chicken, I sold him before that.
Oh, okay.
Because she took sick, see?
Yeah, so was he sick for quite a long time with
Hmm.
the emphysema?
Yeah.
And your children weren't interested in farming? None of your children were interested in carrying on the farm?
Oh, no, they didn't. They wasn't.
What did they do?
They not interested. None of them there wasn't. They work outside, yeah, in the factory. The oldest one, she lives in the office. The boy is a manager with Maya. And this one, she was working on a farm. And within our farm, she didn't work, see? So that's how it goes.
And did they go to Malta with you?
Only one. Only one, yeah.
Must have been a very different place, very different landscape to here.
Of course, hey. It's very small. Malta, very small. It's a island, Malta. So it's not big. So it's nice for really. It's nice for holiday.
So when you left, you didn't see your parents again after you left.
I miss my mother. She was dead before I come here. And my father, he died 1 year after I left. So I didn't miss much. Yeah.
And your sister, did she live in this area as well?
What?
Your sister, did she live in this area as well?
No, my sister lives in Sydney. Yeah, she died last year.
It must have been sad. And did you have other brothers and sisters?
In here, no. In Malta, I just have one.
So was it very frightening coming out on the boat to Sydney?
Oh, at that time, yeah. The boat was going like that. Yeah, I don't like it.
It's nice to fly places, isn't it? We're just going to talk a little bit more about the farm and how it worked on the farm, the first farm, perhaps. So, I'm just wondering if you had any help from the government You always just did it all for yourselves.
Mm.
So how much would you have sold the eggs for?
Oh, that time it was cheap in Schofield. And here, about $1. I forgot because it's a long time.
Mm.
And they changed the prices, you know. Now it's dear, the eggs is different.
Dear to buy or dear to produce?
Dear to produce as well.
Mm.
Because the light is dearer, the water is dearer, the feed is dearer, the chicken, small young chicken is dearer. See, that, you know what I mean? It's different.
Mm.
You get more money from the eggs, but it's, they cost you money to rear them, to feed them and to get the eggs, see?
Did you used to have to give them medicine as well? Did they have drugs or did they have antibiotics or any kind of
antibiotic
hormones or anything like that? Did you use anything?
No, we never give them anything. Yeah, at that time, see.
They just stayed healthy.
Oh, they was healthy.
Did anything ever go wrong? Do you remember any problems with the farmer?
No. We never have any problem.
I suppose you weren't dependent on the weather, were you?
Oh, I suppose so. But they never have any problem.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
My husband was a good farmer.
He must have been a good farmer.
He was a good farmer.
Mm. And he learned from his uncles.
Mm, he looked after them.
How many sheds were there?
Sheds?
How many sheds of chickens were there just in the one?
Oh, there was plenty there.
Yeah. So how much room did each chicken have? Were the chickens in a cage on their own or?
Yeah, they are in their own. There are two each.
Two
of each cage.
And how many times a day did you feed them?
No, I doesn't feed them every day. It doesn't feed them every day because they got a big in front of them.
Like a little trough.
Yeah, a trough, yeah.
Mm. And so you'd feed them, what, every few days?
No, about a couple of days. No, he doesn't feed them every day.
But you just have to collect the eggs every day?
Mm. The eggs have to pick up every day and pack them every day.
Mm. And so what other kind of machinery was involved? Did you have to have special equipment or machinery?
I used to have a machine to mix the feed.
Like a big giant?
Yeah, big one. And we used to have the egg machine. They want to grade the machine.
Did you bring that with you from Schofield, or did you buy a new one when you came?
I was buying a new one here.
So was this a chicken farm when you bought it, or did you turn it into a chicken farm?
No, we left when we sold the other farm. We left everything here, and when we buy here, the man that he bought from, he got everything. So we bought it with everything. See, it's like that.
Was it very expensive to buy?
Eh?
Was it very expensive to buy? Do you remember how much it cost?
This one was cheap. On that time, this one farm, I bought it $40,000. That's one cheap, that's nothing.
Mm. Why was it so cheap?
Because that's how the property was going.
It was cheap because it was in a remote place, or?
No, because it was, as I said, no improvement in the area. See, now it was, this place, it was about 2 million.
Mm. That's fantastic, isn't it?
So it's different, isn't it?
It's so different. How big is the property?
6 acres and a half. Mm. So on that time, it was a different story. But today, there is houses around, there is the shops. We got everything in the shops here. We got the shop, doctors, a couple of doctors, everything.
Mm. So when you were first here,
when I come here, there was nothing.
Mm. So you used to go and play bingo once a week?
Yeah, I used to go more than once a week. Because I used to drive, but I used to go. Hmm. Hmm.
So do you have any regrets about any of how all of this went?
The what?
Do you have it, are there any things that you wish you'd done differently?
No, I don't. I'm happy here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy because what I work for, I can see it.
Yeah.
If I not see it, my children gonna see it.
Mm. Where did your children go to school? Did they go to school in?
They all come in the Austro school. And even that them children go to school there, and them grandchildren go to school there. They all go in one school.
Was that a high school and a primary school, or?
They went until they go to the high school.
So what high school did they go to?
I don't know. Some of them different school they went.
Hmm. So that's good. Everybody grew up in the same place, and you had your family all around you.
Yeah, because one of them go to, I don't know the names now, but one of the her daughter, she went to Miller. The other different, they go to different school. But now they build more school. It's stand here, one in the Huxton Park Road, one in, it's a lot of school, new schools.
It's good, I guess. It's a growing area. There's so much going on here, and lots of building going on. And
yeah.
Mm. All right, then. I think, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.